News Talk 97.1 KSPT KPFI.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to North Idaho Radio, 1450 AM, Bonners Ferry, 97.1 FM, Sandpoint. This is North Idaho Thursday, and I am Justin Dick, your host. I have been on a three-month sabbatical, working like a dog to try to finish out the summer at Trinity. We're trying to get 113 Main open. And speaking of Trinity, I just want to drop a huge thank you out there, you know, to every single person that made our last summer memorable. Both the customers and the staff. It was amazing to hear all the stories from the place that we met, the place that we came to get away from heartache, the place we came to celebrate, the place that ruined my life when you overcooked my steak, and then we came back and you made it right. We actually just celebrated 20 years of Trinity, if you can believe that, from a little tiny 60-seat cafe up on First Street next to Starbucks, for those of you who can remember that. Excuse me. To serving over 1,000 meals a day at our peak volume down at the beach, man. It was the reason why my wife and I left Denver to come to Sandpoint when all of our friends thought we were nuts. As I sit here today on this throne that Dylan at the radio station built for me, sit on as a city councilor, I'm still a broke boy. I've got a 16-year-old who's driving now. I've got a 12-year-old daughter, and we could not be happier to be living in this community, and that's pretty much what Trinity's brought and brought us along. So happy to be back, and hopefully we'll get this rolling here every Thursday. Today we've got a great show for you. I've got Grant Simmons and Amelia Boyd, Bonner General Health Foundation board members, president, race director. We're here to talk about the upcoming Find Your Strength 5K, 1K fun run this Saturday, September 14th, I believe, going on from 10 a.m. until about 2 or 3 p.m. when we've got an after party. If you're looking for some things to do tonight, the summer music series at Farman Park starts at 5 p.m. with the Monday Night Blues Crew. At Sandpoint High School, don't miss Grizzly Bears of the North Rockies station at 7 p.m. And at the Panada, multiple Billboard country artist Ty Herndon. Friday night, we've got live music with Truck Mills and Global Gumbo at the Winery and Buffalo Speedway at the Hive. Saturday night, a lot popping off here. We've got live music, Ben Vogel at the Pondere Winery, and the waiting music of Tom Petty live at the Hive. That's Saturday night. The Bonner County Gardeners Fall Plant Sale at the Pondere Event Center from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And lastly, our good folks and friends over in Pondere are holding their Pondere Neighbor Day, a family-friendly community carnival, fun for all ages, held at Harbison Field. That's the field right behind the Hoot Owl. Free activities, plus the event itself is free, and it's open to everyone from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., and it's sponsored by our good friends over at the City of Pondere. Shout out to Steve Geiger and the rest of the homies over there. Field of Dreams, I know, I think we're in like, what, 25 years in the making. I think we're all excited. I know everybody in Sandpoint's excited to see what that's going to bring to our community, both in athletics, both in children, young families, and business that comes out of it here. We are going to take a quick break for stations to identify themselves, and we're going to be back with our good friends from the Bonner General Health Foundation to talk about the Find Your Strength 5K, 1K fun run.
Every food you love is good food. And the foods we love, they're all a little different. At Yolks, we believe food is meant to be made just the way you like it. So whether it's filling you up, or giving you comfort, or trying something new, it's all good if you're making something you love. Whatever you're into, we've got you at Yolks Fresh Market.
Bridge Transmission and Performance, formerly BF Quick Lube, has new owners and new services, offering transmission repair, manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment, 267-7481, or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Red's Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise Foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Taking on the responsibility of parenting due to the absence of parents is some of the most important and honorable work anyone can do. This includes grandparents raising grandchildren, aunts and uncles raising nieces or nephews, and close family friends raising a child when the parents are unable to. This is referred to as kinship care. The Idaho Department of Health and Welfare is celebrating and honoring children and families in kinship care while raising awareness about resources and support that are available. Special events and activities are happening in September, including an art and expression series designed for children and families in kinship care to share their experiences with others. For more information on resources, support, upcoming activities on September 21st, or how to enter the art and expression series, dial 211 or visit 211.idaho.gov. A production of this message was supported by the Federal Kinship Navigation Grant from the Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families. Its contents are solely the responsibility of the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare and do not necessarily represent the official views of the ACF.
Summer's fading quickly, and fall is just around the corner. Right now at Pro-X Home Center, take advantage of competitive pricing on North Idaho energy logs and pellets. Take your savings further with their exclusive Second Sacks. Call for pricing and availability today. Plus, check out the wide selection of canning supplies. With everything from jars to spices, they have what you need to make the most out of your garden this year. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to North Idaho Radio, 1450 AM, Bonner's Ferry, 97.1 FM, Sandpoint. This is North Idaho Thursday, and I am your cat-eating host, Justin Dick. And we are back here with Amelia Boyd, BGH Foundation board member slash race director for the Find Your Strength 5K 1K Fun Run, and Grant Simmons, also board member and president of the Bonner General Health Foundation. Hello, guys. How are you today?
Thanks for having
us. Hey there.
So appreciate it.
Buddy.
Welcome back. What do we got going on? This is like the last weekend of the summer, I kind of tout right here. The weather's changing, right? What do you guys got going on for us this weekend?
Well, we got the best, one of the best events in town, and that's the Find Your Strength 5K, 1K Family Fun Run. So we start, the gun goes off at 10 a.m. For the 5K, and then 11 a.m. for the 1K. And then we have a taco bar, the famous taco bar presented by Trinity.
The last taco bar. Potentially the last taco bar, if you can believe
from
that.
From 11
that's
to
not,
2.
Yeah,
well,
we never know.
Last, at least with this building, right?
There's beach tacos
that's
in
like
our future.
Endless taco bar, right. I think.
So hold on. Let's walk me through this, right? So number one, we're starting about, we start down at City Beach. We're on the east side of Trinity, the south lawn of Trinity. Mm-hmm. We've got multiple tents. I saw the rental guys are there today. They're coming and setting everything up. Walk us through kind of where the start line is, where people are getting registered, what time we need to be down there, when all the festivities pop off.
Well, it's not too late to register. We're taking online registrations through our website, bonnergeneral.org/foundation, or you can go to Run Sign Up and type in Find Your Strength Sandpoint in the search bar. And then you can in person register tomorrow from 4 to 6 during packet pickup. on the lawn of City Beach of Trinity. And then if you are waiting to see what Saturday morning's like, you can come down at 8 a.m. until 9:30 to register in person as well.
Now, who comes out to this? Tell us, this is what, the third year of the event, right? Tell us, give us a little rundown of how last year and the year before's race worked out, because this is a relatively new event, right? What did we get in terms of sign-up, adults, kids? What did it look like?
Well, the first year we had a really great turnout, actually. It was, we had a little over 200 participants. Last year, the same thing, about 220. This year, we're right now at about 100, and we usually get late registrations the day before, the day of, so we're anticipating more. We'd like to see our numbers higher, so if you're not doing anything, and the weather is actually going to be pretty perfect for running, come down and, you know, sign up. If you don't run, then you can walk. If 5K is too far, then sign up for the 1K.
Sure. And I think what makes this one really fun is this is like for the whole family, right?
That's,
I mean,
oh,
absolutely.
This
is it. We've got some of the really competitive folks that are coming in here, and they're looking to get a medal and stand up on the podium. Yeah, the podium. Thank you very much. But then we've got families of all ages. Do you guys, what was your youngest participant here the last couple years?
Four. And it's mostly, there's tons of kids. Right. There's tons of kids stuff for the kids to do. There's a bouncy house. There's going to be face painting. You know, we've already covered the taco bar, but it's a big hit. It's families and kids, and I think that's mostly what you see. In fact, I'll already place my bets on who's going to win it, and it's a particular 11-year-old who last year ran a 5K in under 18 minutes, and he's probably going to be a little faster this year.
You know, I remember that kid. Didn't he run the scenic, or he ran the
Priest River?
The Priest River.
So that was their whole family. Family's scheduled, so I know that they'll be the ones to beat. Hey, do you have our list of sponsors? Because
I sure do.
In terms of the prizes, we had some folks lean in, and we got some really nice stuff for the winners. But again, you know, and I got to hand it to this community. When we ask, the businesses show up, and I want to thank every single one of them. And it makes this stuff possible. We'll get into sort of the purpose of what we're raising money here for a little bit, but I just want to make sure we thank those sponsors.
Yeah, let's get into it real quick. I've always got to shout this woman out, man. She has just been amazing through my time on the BGH Foundation, as well as a great customer. And some of you know her with the Community Assistance League, Donna Hutter. I mean, she is a real one. She works like a dog. She works 6 days a week over at Cal. In the middle of the summer, when everything is going on, Cal and the great ladies and the husbands over there move the entire Community Assistance League from their spot over on 5th Street over to Highway 2 and just got reopened. The place looks amazing. Ladies, you gals are killing it. You give over $200,000 worth of grants to this community every single year. So big shout out to Donna Hutter. She's always been there for us, even in the beginning, before when this was just a spitballing idea on trying to figure out how we were going to add a race. We've got Ziply Fiber, they've been in. Vive has been there. Cochava, definitely stepping up. Selly Valley Construction. Outdoor Experience, tell me a little bit about what, don't they donate one of the prizes as well?
Yes, actually, Jenny Kutro, the owner of Outdoor Experience, for the last two races, she has donated the shoes for the first place male and female overall.
Nice.
So she's again this year, and it's $170 value each pair.
Okay. And so for those of you guys that do bicycle races, swim races, running events, a lot of times you get like a pint glass, right? You get a pint glass, you work your tail off, you sweat, you bleed, you ache, and they give you a pint glass, which is cool, right? And we will have some pint glasses there for sale as well. Shameless plug. But it is great to have a prize for those people who are coming to run this thing competitive. The race season is closing up here, right? And for some of you speedy ones looking for a fast 5K to knock out, this is the one to hit before we start getting icy and cold and it gets a little tougher and we got to get on the treadmill over at our various health clubs, right?
I can add the medals are quite spectacular that we have. We have age group winners, top three in each age group for male and female, and those medals are absolutely gorgeous. I think and I've run quite a few races, these are the nicest looking medals that I've come across.
Nice, nice. Now, does everybody get a medal?
Nope, just the top three finishers in each age group.
It's top three finishers in each age group get a medal. Good deal. And then let's get a couple more of these. Mountain West Bank, and of course we got to thank 106.7 Max FM. Made this possible for us even doing this show as well, too. So thank you for Dylan and the rest of the squad at the radio station. Sand Creek Custom Wear as well. Do we have new shirts this year?
We sure do. Yep, we went with Sand Creek Custom Wear. I picked them up the other day. They look spectacular. And they also donated $1,000. So Ooh. They're one of our sponsors as well.
Nice.
I don't know if you have on your list, but Park Cottages on Spruce, they're a new sponsor. They nice. Came in at a... one of our newest board members, it's her husband's company, so we are pleased as punch to have them join us as well.
Well, nice. Well, we're going to do this, guys. We're going to take a quick break here for stations to identify themselves, and we will be back with Grant Simmons and Amelia Boyd with the Bonner General Health Foundation Board here to talk about all things Find Your Strength 5K, 1K Fun Run going down at the beach and on the lawn at Trinity this upcoming Saturday.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Live in concert, Friday, November 22nd, Spokane Arena. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at ticketswest.com. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising! After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division, north of Francis, Video Only.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text DIG to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text DIG to 42424. That's DIG to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Welcome Welcome back to North Idaho Radio, 1450 Bonner's Ferry, 97.1 FM Sandpoint. This is North Idaho Radio, and I am Justin Dick. You're unburdened by what has been coconut salesman in the box. And we are back with the squad from the Bonner General Health Foundation. As you can see, I'm blackpilling a little bit about the debates and the election. I'm not super thrilled about any of it, but I'll keep my opinions to myself here. Let's talk about something. Let's talk about some white pills. Let's go back to the Find Your Strength 5K, 1K fun run coming up this Saturday down at City Beach. So real quickly, guys, let's talk about, before we talk about what this benefits, let's talk about the course. What does the course route look like? Because I think a lot of people are actually familiar with it, but they just don't know they are yet.
So we start and finish near the Snack Shack and run down and enter Sand Creek Trail. Run down that for about a mile and a half. You have that turnaround point where the bench is. It's the perfect cut out, turn around there, we'll have a water station, and then back to the finish line.
How many water stations in total?
We have two.
Two, okay, so two. Plenty of opportunities to get water. Relatively flat course. There are a few rolling hills over on the Sand Creek Trail if you've been there before.
And then the 1K starts same place, and the turnaround is right before the Cedar Street Bridge.
Yeah, great visual marker right there. And I can tell you from my past 2 years doing it, there is nothing that will melt your heart more and give you that white pill than to see these little kiddos dressed up as your favorite superheroes, giving it their all with all of their parents, all the adults, everybody cheering for them, ringing the cowbells. You guys are going to have merch over there. We're going to have t-shirts, maybe some hoodies, pint glasses, cowbells.
What tank else tops.
Tank tops.
And capes and masks for donation.
Awesome. We're selling all the superhero stuff for donation. Then we've got the taco bar, which will only be $5 to go through. We're going to be serving non-alcoholic beverages, beer and wine for those adults that want to hang out. We've got magic. We've got face painting, we've got music, we've got
craft by Creations.
Ooh, nice.
We have an obstacle course that Kathleen Bordenave has donated her time and her ideas, and she's going to have a group of volunteers that do run that particular thing. It's going to be a healthy reward system type obstacle course, and the kids will get healthy snacks from Lighthouse. I know has donated some caramel cups.
Shout out Lighthouse.
And so she's got this great activity. I'm really looking forward to seeing it this year, which is a new one. Hopefully that we can continue.
Well, both of you guys and the organization, you guys know I bleed Bonner General Health, especially the foundation, but let's talk about the real beneficiary of this. What are you guys, where are the proceeds going for or going to?
Hometown health grants. And this has turned into quite a program. And I think to sort of understand it, let's back up a little bit and talk about the foundation. And so the foundation is in support of our local hometown hospital, which is a not-for-profit hospital, which means that they, by design, have to run really thin margins. And so where does the foundation come in? The foundation comes in to help raise funds for larger capital projects. We can go back to 2017, where it was, a remodel of the OB clinic. 2018, bought a surgical table. 2019, opened the ear, nose, throat clinic. 2020, the new ophthalmology clinic. 2021, funded the emergency department remodel. In 2022, got a bunch of new diagnostic and emergency imaging systems. And then last year was the 3D mammography machine. So, I mean, we've done a ton. This year was the community helped us raise about $350,000 for a new colonoscopy machine. And so we thought here, what was it? And you would know better than I might, Justin, in terms of when the Hometown Health Grant started. But it was, about 3 years ago, and we decided, what else can we do? And so we went out to the hospital itself and started to talk to department managers around, what is it that you would need? What is some sort of small ball stuff that we could fund, and how can we help? And so we have these different sort of mechanisms for raising funds. And if we think about the race last year, it was to onboard the exoskeleton, which we finally did. And for anybody who doesn't know what the exoskeleton is, it is an absolute state-of-the-art piece of equipment. And there's only one like it in the, at least in Montana, Washington, Idaho. I don't think there's one like it in Utah either. But it is the state-of-the-art equipment for stroke patients, for spinal rehab, and things like that. And so For the hometown health grants, though, it sort of turned into a pretty big program whereby we go out into the hospital and chat with the department managers about anything they would need. And so in the first year, I think it raised around $20,000. Mm-hmm. And so it funded some things like, I think I've got the list here somewhere, yep. So think like infrared goggles for the eye clinic, right? Just these little things they need, iPads. We need a new wheelchair, things like that. The next year, though, we were able to give $40,000. And so that's like a new centrifuge for the lab or, you know, handheld ultrasound. And then last year we were able to give $50,000 and we think that that's the new benchmark. And so we would like to continue to creep this upward. We have the goal to raise $50,000 again this year. But I think it's also important to know that the foundation through all of this fundraising has zero operational cost. Every single cent we raise goes directly back to the hospital. There's no operational cost. We do all the work ourselves. We're a working board. And so, you know, I'm so proud of what we put together and just excited to again, you know, get after the Find Your Strength race and help build our hospital.
And not to cut you off, but one of the positive unintended consequences of the hometown health grants that I never thought that we would see come to fruition is you take these folks, these department heads, right? Mm-hmm. And they're all involved. They know their staffs very well. Some of their staff, 5 people, some of them 14 people, right? And they are looking at ways to better their department outside of their annual budgets that they put forward to the hospital. And they know that just these little pieces of equipment, time-saving changes, little tiny remodels here and there can make their department so much more efficient, make the employees happier. And it's built all of this buy-in back now where the staff of each of these department is looking forward every year to writing these grants, right? And now this is a big undertaking for the foundation as well, too, because you guys have to sift through. I mean, I think we started off with roughly, 6 to 8 people that, you know, put a grant through.
Yeah, that exploded.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And now we're looking at 20 plus. Yep. You have to go through them with a fine-tooth comb. You actually have to get, hospital professionals that actually know what these devices do that say, yes, this is going to make a huge difference and it only costs $2,500 to do so. Let's do it. And then we want the department heads to report back to us on an annual basis to say, this is working. Thank you very much. How do we expand on this again? So kudos to everybody involved over there. It's just been a wonderful team builder as well, too. In our times, all 3 of us have been on the board at the same time, right? Giving back services to this community. Real quick, I want to leave you with, or at least to ask you guys this, and I know you're not speaking for Bonner General, and I know that you guys are part of the charitable side of this, but where is rural, small town healthcare going, and how do you think you guys can affect change in the years to come with the group that you have?
Yeah, great question. It's embattled. Healthcare in rural communities is embattled, and anybody you ask is going to say the same thing. And that's doubly hard for a not-for-profit trauma one hospital in North Idaho.
Yep.
Right? Very, very challenging.
Absolutely.
Yep. But what we do have in this community is the community, and the amount of community support we have for our hospital is absolutely staggering. And so I think as long as we can capture that energy, that we can make sure that Bonner General Hospital is here for the foreseeable future. And that by hook or by crook, whatever that means, is it needs to be a community focus. And so far it has been. And again, I thank the community for that.
Absolutely. Well said. I can't say it enough. I think we brought up this point that it doesn't matter who you are. If you live in this community for any amount of time, you will be using the hospital services at some point. If you've ever been to a big city, and again, I'm not knocking big city healthcare, but I think we've all been in those situations where you are a number, you are somebody in line, right? Depending on how critical you are, will determine how many hours it might take to get into the hospital here. When you go to BGH, you most likely know your nurse that might be coming in there. You most likely might know your intake person there, right?
Absolutely.
You might say hello to 6 people when you're in the ER and you're feeling crazy because you're in a situation that you haven't experienced, right? Or your kids are injured or something along those lines. And it is so important to keep this wonderful healthcare system that we have in this community, and we cannot do it without every single person that's helped support it along the way of this community and who continues to do so as well, too.
Agreed.
Anything you guys can tell us on the Heart Ball? I think this audience knows that every year the largest.
We know some stuff.
We know some.
Well, let me ask you this, and you don't have to tell us just yet, but have you guys already picked a beneficiary for what you're going to do with the money?
Yes.
We have.
Okay. And are we going to be able to get you guys on this radio show here maybe in the next 30 days?
To talk about theme and talk about purpose? Yeah, let's
do
it. Let's do it.
Perfect.
It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, but it's...
change is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be a beautiful thing. And just super excited about coming back and talking about it.
Yeah. Well, last year's Heart Ball, I think it was a wonderful way for me to finish out. It was a wonderful way for Grant to come in as president. He's been here, how many years are you going on now, 6?
35, something like that. It's been, I'm a lifer at this point.
We kind of dragged Amelia into this when we lost a race director years ago when we were trying to make this thing happen. Right, that was mostly my fault.
Remember that phone call?
It, right?
I remember that phone call. You wouldn't even let me get a word in edgewise. 11. And I was ready to say yes after 2 seconds.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, I've really lost a lot of my purpose. I was talking to Amelia about this before we started. Like, I've lost so much from leaving and stepping back. But the one thing that's been really cool, after about 30 days, the phone call stopped, the text messages stopped, the email stopped. And it was like this great weight had been lifted off my shoulder. Like,
oh, buddy,
these guys
but we
got
always,
it, yo. We these guys all, got it.
But we always need volunteers,
take a
man.
Vacation.
Oh, you know, and hey, I just want to say.
Need volunteers.
Both Taco Bar, my son will be working with me. My daughter will be working with me. It's going to be a great act. I cannot wait to get some cowbells and go cheer on those people. I get a little spastic when I'm running in and I'm seeing those guys come down the folks. So,
I do want to mention one other thing that I forgot to mention. Yeah. We have Greg Smith. He is going to be offering massages after the race.
Nice.
So he's just going to come for a few hours and offer his services for the racers or whoever wants to get a massage.
Very cool. Very cool.
So tomorrow, registration, City Beach between 4 and 6 or Saturday morning at 8.
Huh.
Yes.
And most folks sign up the day of.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's going to be a nice, cool weather. We're not supposed to get any rain. It is going to be a great day for a run.
And the after party is open to everybody in the community. If you didn't run, if you didn't walk, if you didn't participate in the run, it doesn't matter. Come on down to the lawn. You're going to have a great time. It's going to be fun. And it's, you know, it's for families.
The kids.
Something else that we're doing that we've never done before, and this is a collaboration with the Sandpoint Rotary Club. This past Sunday, they just had 150 bicyclists leave to ride through Washington, Canada, and Idaho. They are actually all on their way back. So as soon as, like, right around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, we're going to be flooded with cyclists that are coming down. So these folks, we kind of welcome them, and I went over the entire race with these guys and what they're going to be coming down, what to look for when they're coming down the Bridge Street over there. But I can't tell you, we were able to, they went off on Monday morning, right? And it was a little hazy. We had a pink sunrise. It was beautiful. 99% of these people had never been to Sandpoint before. Wow. So, you know, they're looking out at the lake and they're like, oh my gosh, this is Idaho. I thought it was just potatoes and hillbillies, right? But all of them, when they found out what we were doing and that we're holding this event on the day that they get back and they're going to join us at the Taco Bar, everybody was excited. So I think we might get a little additional support. Yeah, so we will have a fun time.
And it's been great working with Mel, your dad.
Yeah.
Coordinating
not many
this
people
event.
Say that. But that's cool. No, I'm just kidding. Now, shout out to the Sandpoint Rotary Club as well.
We're in collaboration with them, with our event and their event, and I think it's a great partnership.
Yeah, and I think we should do this more. We've got to get more nonprofits working together. We have such a network.
Well,
if we
next
could link
year's
each
race,
other up.
We are planning to revamp this whole thing a little bit. So next year's going to be exciting.
All right. Well, hey, I definitely want the both of you guys on. Let's talk Heart Ball here in the next weeks to come. For Grant Simmons, Bonner General Health Foundation Board President, for Amelia Boyd, Bonner General Health Board Member, Race Director of the Find Your Strength.
And your buddy.
And sometimes buddy, a little annoying, but we'll deal with that later. You can come and register tomorrow at 4 to 6 down at City Beach over by Trinity. You can also go to bonnergeneral.org. Foundation is right there. You can't miss it. Or you can come on Saturday morning. I would suggest you come on Friday. Just get your race bib. You'll know where everything is. You'll know where that course is marked out. And we are going to have a blast on Saturday. Guys, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break for Station 2 to identify themselves.
Having us.
Lane, Cummings, double reverse, flip back, a little flea flicker, wide open, and Jake Cox, touchdown Idaho! A big sack by Keyshawn James Newby. Gives to Lane, runs it off the right side, he's in! Touchdown Idaho!
It's Heroes Day and Hall of Fame weekend when Vandal football is back in the P1FCU Kibbe Dome against Albany this Saturday at 1. Get your tickets at govandals.com.
Are you eligible for Medicare? Whether it's your first time enrolling or you're looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, now is the time to get to know Medicare. Karen Deutsch from United Healthcare has three tips as you make decisions about healthcare coverage for next year.
First, know your enrollment dates. You have a 7-month window around your 65th birthday to enroll. If you're already enrolled, the Medicare annual enrollment period runs October 15th to December 7th. This allows you to make changes or enroll in a new plan. Second, review your coverage options. If health, lifestyle, or finances have changed in the last year, now is a great time to explore your options to find the right Medicare plan for you. Consider attending a community education event or explore online resources from home. Finally, if you're over 65 and still working, you may or may not be able to delay Medicare enrollment, depending on your employer's health care coverage. Talk to your company's benefit administrator to help you learn more about your choices.
For more information, visit MedicareEducation.com.
Sponsored by United Healthcare.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of...
So, what are you reading?
I'm checking out the ratings on the new TVs, and it looks like Samsung, LG, and Sony got the best scores.
Just like last year. What about those new high dynamic range TVs?
They got the highest scores of all, but their prices are really high.
Did you check online?
Yep, their prices were about the same.
Well, there's one place where we can get a hot deal on those top-rated models.
Where?
At Video Only. Check out the ratings on TV stores.
I see. Video Only scored better than the others.
So, if you want the best deal on the best TVs,
then we should take our TV ratings and head over to Top Rated Video Only.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division, north of Francis, Video Only.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT, KBFI.
I can feel the pull.
Welcome back to North Idaho Radio, 1450 AM Bonner's Ferry, 97.1 FM Sandpoint. This is North Idaho Radio, and I am Justin Dick, your Arts and Cultural Preservation Liaison for the City of Sandpoint and our newly formed community committees. And I accidentally missed the first meeting, so I'm sorry, Heather Upton. But I am super excited. I am super excited to start working with that group. We've got some big things that we want to do, and I'm really looking forward. If any of the community is into the arts or cultural preservation, please get a hold of me. We could use as many community members as we can. Thoughts, ideas, money. We're going to do some historic districting. We're going to be working on some new codes. And then I've got this cat. I'm like, I want to spill the beans so bad, but I can't. She swore me to secrecy. So anyways, here's the deal.
This what?
We'll talk soon.
I didn't know you were into art. I didn't know you were a big art guy.
As a matter of fact, now here's something. This
what?
Is crazy.
Do you paint?
Listen, stop bothering me for a second because I have to tell the audience what just
happened.
You
kept me for 15
Coach
more minutes.
Coach Knowles from the Sandpoint High School football team was actually supposed to be in here on our last segment to discuss playing Davis High School out of Yakima, which is tomorrow, Friday night at 7 p.m. It's a home game over at Memorial Stadium. Go support your Bulldogs one way or another. Be there. Unfortunately, he was called away to go back to the school, so we are left with Amelia and Grant for one more forsaken, hey, which isn't the worst thing. Let's go back to this arts, because both of these guys are actually planning and zoning commissioners. And I do want to say, I just watched your July 16th meeting. I think, Grant, you were out of town for Turnstone Development over on Ontario, just over kind of by Luther Park. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as a city councilor, we are blessed to have planning and zoning commissioners that work as hard as they do. You guys ferreted out a lot of information, a lot of worry about the neighbors. Yeah, it really is.
You're welcome.
Super good. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Grant. Anyways, so a couple of last things. Well, since we can get into it, we've got a couple of new board members on the foundation here. Why don't you guys tell us? Debbie Heiser is back for a second go at it, huh?
Yeah, Debbie was the president when I first came on, and it's so nice to have her back. And if we think about what's happened with the foundation board here over the last couple of years, some real old-timers left. I'm looking across the table. One of them, Justin. And for anybody who knows Georgia Shonk Simmons, she rolled off the board as well.
Spiritual godmother.
Seriously, spiritual godmother of a lot of different things, certainly the foundation board. And so it was really, really nice to have Debbie throw her name back in the ring, because I think it's going to create a lot of continuity, and she's already leaning in heavily.
One thought on Debbie.
I look forward to working with her.
Yeah.
I don't know her.
Okay, you're going to love her. So yeah. One thing, everybody knows Kate McAllister in this town. Kate McAllister got me to where I knew that I needed to join nonprofits if I was going to be in this community, right? Debbie Heiser was the person that showed me how to be a nonprofit board member, right? I remember years ago, I was bored out of my mind. I was clock watching in one of our meetings. This was before we really became the powerhouse that we were. And she made everybody write a business plan, like total homework, right?
Sounds like that.
And I wrote that plan out, and I took 2 weeks to do it, and I brought it back to her, and she was just needling me about, does this work? Does this work? Does that work? And I went back, and I refined it. I used that thing as a guide for almost 5 years moving forward to it. I mean, that is the type of brain. She's great. She's got her own podcast. It's Lead Your Lit Up Life. You can find that anywhere that podcasts are served. She is awesome. Tell us a little bit. We've got Kathy Marietta. Tell me a little bit about, I only got to work with her a little bit when I was there. Tell me what she brings to the table.
Kathy's an absolute go-getter.
Oh, she's dynamic.
An operator. She wants,
absolutely.
She's like, give me more to do all the time.
I love it.
Yes, yeah. She is fantastic. I enjoy the limited time that we've worked with her so far. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, I only got a couple of meetings with her, and boy, I mean, she's asking some very thought-provoking questions, really making you think.
Well, she's like, a lawyer.
Yeah, oh yeah, so she's going to put you in the box for sure. Let's talk about Nate Hall, too. Because I think we were all on the board when we picked Nate Hall up. Awesome dude, super community oriented. He split 30 years between Knox and Montana and now in Sagal. And I understand that he's running the hometown health grants, right?
Yes, very thoughtful individual. He is, he's on the Kinnick-Sue Land Trust board as well.
Those guys, shout out to KLT, those guys kill it.
Yep. So he comes with a wealth of experience, and he just has that voice.
He's got that Gandalf, right? Like Gandalf, totally.
Yes,
like,
he is.
He speaks very
when
softly,
he speaks,
but everybody
needs
listens,
to
right?
listen because he says something important.
And then we all met this young lady. We met this young lady last year when we were starting to get our race. Man, she was down there. Okay, we all know what the geese do down at City Beach, right? This woman picked up
Don't
a rake,
you eat them?
Right? I have, right? I'm probably not even going to go into that. It was a joke earlier, but anyways, the geese don't seem to be much of a problem anymore now that we've got the new dog walking committee. Shout out Matt Loam and the rest of the Paw Patrol. They've been great. A few of them did move over to the marina and do their work on a few boats, but we're still working on it. We're still working on it. Katie Merkley, right? This woman picked up a rake. She didn't know anybody. She picked up a rake and started raking goose poop out of the grass where the kids were going to have their magic show. Listen, I can get behind anybody that's got a little bit of sweat equity their first day and doesn't know anybody, right? So she's come on too. She's well-versed in hospitals, nursing, strategic safety, systems of improvement initiatives. We can kind of go on and on and on. I don't know. Tell me a little bit. You guys had an opportunity to work with her yet?
Yeah, actually, I had asked her to fill in our for the race as the kids area, person to coordinate that. She gladly stepped in and is doing a fantastic job. She's very eager, just very motivated. Well, she does have that health background, so that helps too with her knowledge.
And she's got twins at the house,
she
right?
She sure does. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I met them. Yeah. I met them. They're adorable.
Cute, huh?
They're super cute. Little boys.
Her husband's a super cool guy as well, too. I've gotten to know him a little bit through the restaurant. One of the things we should probably touch on, I didn't even think about this. We were all under the tutelage of CEO Cheryl Rickard. Shout out to her and her leadership. And I mean, she helped us. We got through COVID, which was crazy. We got back to a live event over at the fairgrounds for our first Heart Ball back. Got us through our virtual Heart Balls as well, too. Mm-hmm. Just an amazing person. And at that time, we had John from John Hennessy was the CFO. Mm-hmm. And we were all there through this transition here of them taking John. We didn't know if it was going to be John or they were going to bring somebody else in. Tell us, what's the difference here? What are you guys feeling as Cheryl's moved on? She's a grandma now. She's getting her time in the sun. Well-earned, obviously. Tell us what it's like as John has taken over the reins.
Yeah, he's certainly leaning in. You know, the one thing that we're probably not doing enough with John is he loves to go out and advocate for the hospital, and he'd be great to actually bring in here. Mm-hmm. And we'll speak very, very candidly and very, very honestly, and strong recommend to bring him in because he loves doing it, and he's very good at it. You know, he hired a new CFO to replace him, and so those two guys are working together pretty closely right now. You know, they've got some pretty significant challenges, you know, like half of the healing garden sloughed off into the,
oh gosh.
And so they had to deal, like, it's just, it's one thing after another. Sure. Like, we need a new air cleaner, we need whatever. So
it's an aging building, right? And it's not like you got all this money in the bank sitting around, you know, that you can just put into a $8 million air handler. Right?
From my observation, then the reason I bring this stuff up is the guy's unflappable.
Mm-hmm. And he's a huge supporter of the foundation. I mean, everything that we've done, he's always there to help us out. He and his fiance are going to be manning the registration booth Saturday morning. Yeah. So, you know, if ever there's a need, he fills in. He doesn't shy away from that. So he's very, he's out there. So if nobody has yet to meet him, if you have yet to meet him, come by Saturday morning.
Brief story about John. John left us for a couple of years. He had an opportunity to go run a big hospital, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. When he got over there, the first thing he did was say, what does your foundation look like? Right. And they said, well, we really don't have a foundation. We just have one big donor that gives us money. It's a business over there. And again, I'm not knocking the big hospitals. We need them as well. But John spent about a year back there. Cheryl called him, and he was like, let's go. I'm coming back to Sandpoint, which was awesome. I loved working with John. And I think, Grant, you hit the nail on the head, too. He is direct in a way that lets you know what's going on, what the hospital needs, and how you can help, right? Very solutions-oriented as well. I know Skyler a little bit. Skyler's the CFO. I think he came from Kootenai Medical. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Only got to know him for a little bit, but I'm sure he'll be over there volunteering. He's got a family as well, too. And I believe he's living in Sandpoint now. So,
They're both very approachable.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you think of like hospital executives and admin and whatnot like that, I don't really see that in my mind that you can walk up and talk to those types of folks, right?
Very accessible.
So a couple of other cool things. We've got, you know, one of our big initiatives that we've always worked on is adding services and resources to the hospital, right? And within the last 6-7 months, Bonner General now has a new internal medicine operation here. Dr. Charles Crane and Paige T. Russell, DNP, NPC, are now both at Bonner General. I think it's a huge value add. And Grant just had to leave here, so I've got Amelia left.
Uh-oh.
So we've got that. We've also got, there was some other interesting stuff, and I think this was one of my last radio shows as well, too. We briefly touched on BGH's emergency department being the first critical access hospital in Idaho to be recognized as pediatric capable by the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. So, again, I've always been, I don't want to say frustrated, but sometimes our local hospital does not tout their awards. Typically, we only hear the bad stuff. Oh, this happened. And you know, when you're in those medical situations like that, like it may not be the funnest, most rewarding time that you spend, right? And they're there to get you secured, to diagnose you, to get you to the right level of care that you're going to need to be successful for whatever you go. So big shout out to everybody here. The new board members sound fantastic. Amelia, what else are you excited about the race for? When like at 3 o'clock, are you just like, oh gosh, I'm so glad this is over, or what?
Actually, you know, things are going really well. I'm not even panicked. Everybody has done their part. It's running very smoothly. Taking on Kate McAllister now for the foundation, working with us. Great. Well, I know Kate, so, you know, she's easy to work with. And then...
And that was a big change, too.
It was.
Right?
It was
right?
a big change.
Just a couple of months ago as well, too. We were working with Keely Gray. Shout out to her. She's on to bigger and better things over there as well. And Kate was working with the volunteers and completely changed her game and moved over. This is not an easy job. We, you know, I keep saying we as I'm still part of it, but...
You'll always be part of it.
Well, thank you. Well, hey, thank you, everybody, for being with us. This is Justin Dick. I feel so good to be back. North Idaho Talk Radio, 1450 AM, Bonner's Ferry, 97.1 FM, Sandpoint. I will hopefully be back next Thursday or the following Thursday with a bunch of new guests. Thank you, Sandpoint. Thank you, Bonner's Ferry.